Are you sure you're ready? Are you ready?
Give me one sec.
Well,
we'll start this episode off with a bang.
Is that like a grow bro?
You tried to.
I did not.
Well, we'll talk about
such thing.
You tried to blow up today.
No, I didn't try and blow anything up.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of the Armory 33 podcast. As always, I'm your host Quinn. Co-host Shane is back. And Mr. Dylan is joining us for two episodes in the same exact
same shirt,
day.
Baby.
I know. We just recorded our SummerSlam episode, so that'll be up.
But hey, I brought the hat for this one.
Yeah, you did.
Of wrestling.
Nobody cares.
Most people care, actually.
Nope. You're going to get chopped here real quick.
That they're going to Mohican Sun in September.
Up in the Poconos?
The arena.
Oh.
Yeah.
Last time I took you to Wilkes-Barre. You won how much money out of the $20 I gave you?
I won money.
What did I get you for Christmas that one year?
A $5 scratch off.
And how much did you win?
$500.
Fuck you. You know what he said? You know what he
said? That's a great return on investment.
That was for Christmas.
You left a month later.
I left in March.
He took 2 weeks off and left in February. He says he left in March, but he only showed up to work like maybe 2 days between January and February.
You still owe me lunch.
Yeah, I will agree. But you also have to show up to work.
Nah. Why work? I'm on vacation for 2 weeks.
And I go, you guys do realize he fucking disappeared.
Is my phone going? Did somebody just trigger something? What the hell was that?
I thought it was
Meta
my phone.
AI has been going off on my phone all day today.
Brother's watching you.
Dude, it literally popped up and said, Wolverine, a history of Wolverine. Created by Len Wein and Roy Thompson.
The new movie?
And I was like, what is going on? Why, dude, this just happened in the middle of the day. I wasn't even talking to anybody about Wolverine or Deadpool. What happened?
I fell asleep in the middle of that.
What? You fell asleep in the middle of the day?
I fell asleep in the middle of Wolverine Deadpool.
The new one? Why?
I have a hard time staying awake during movies, and when there's spots where it's boring, where they're like talking a lot.
It's like watching Quinn play Call of Duty. I dozed off about 20 minutes ago. I had a feast, and then I sat there.
It was comfortable.
He was comatose for about 5 minutes. I had to check his pulse a few times.
I feel myself.
Do you want to tell the audience what our episode's about and how I presented our episode to you today?
It was a great presentation. Honestly, if it was a high school science project, he'd get an A.
It was pretty methodical the way I did it. There's a science behind what we were talking about today, and that is...
We're grilling today, baby.
We have Shane, who likes to do it the old-fashioned way with the charcoal briquettes. Mr. Dylan over there rocking his Traeger cap. I like my Blackstone, so I'm going to go with propane.
Propane and propane accessories.
Damn it, Bobby. I don't know how many jokes can we fit into one episode. Dylan, if he won the Jordan episode today for grilling, and he said, sure, what are we making? I'm like, well, I'm going to make steaks before the episode, and I made us two wonderful, delicious DeMonico's today on the grill.
They were mighty tasty.
Got that taken care of.
I've seen the picture.
With an E?
Oh, depending if you have an accent or not.
Yeah.
That's a mighty big deck you got there, sir. Thank you. All right, I'm just going to leave.
You know what we need? It's a cookout episode.
I can't fit any more food in my stomach. Delicious pasta salad, by the way.
I don't like to brag, but dude, I love my pasta salad recipe.
Heavy on the olive.
I'm an olive guy. Or a pasta salad guy.
What?
Don't do pasta salad.
Turn the camera back
on. It's not a thing for me.
You know why? Because it has the word salad in it.
That was, I'm not going to lie, probably when I was a kid, that was a main turnoff, was the fact that it had the word salad in it.
It's got ham, it's got boatloads of cheese, Italian dressing. The
pepperoni's in it too?
Yep.
It's always been a thing.
No,
some people make it with like broccoli and stuff in it. I'm like, no, I want this to be unhealthy and I want it to taste good. I make good pasta.
Listen, I understand. And a lot of times it sounds good, I just can't do it. Cold pasta just doesn't.
The title of this episode is
Fed Men.
Because looking around the table,
I'm not ashamed to admit I don't miss many meals.
No. And if I do, I make up for it in the next meal.
I leave an event and I go home hungry. Oh. It's my own problem.
Sorry, that's on you.
Pretty much.
If you leave hungry and thirsty, it's on you. Oh, no. Well, Shane, what
are
you drinking?
Where did you get these, dude? These are awesome.
I actually did find them at the Unimart by work.
What are they?
They're the new Trogues. They actually have a website. You can pull it up. But this is the spiked peach orangeade.
And this is delicious.
They have a cherry limeade.
Oh, fuck. I'm going to kiss you right now.
There's a third one.
You're going to pull a Trump line on them?
No.
This is, there's
no
website for this.
No. Let's pull this in.
Those three little words, Quinn.
Shocked, aren't you? But no, we grilled today. I let the old head of the table go first, doing the old-fashioned way there with the charcoal briquettes. Can you put your phone down, please? Yeah. Why do you think that your way is better than our way?
Oh, because it tastes better.
No.
It definitely does. No. Even my brother, who's like super anti anything with smoke on his food because it makes him allergic to it or whatever, he came over and had...
What?
I heard the sigh, so even Shane's like, eh.
I wish I was good at editing. I could just put question marks around everybody's head when he just said that.
Tool of Tim Man Taylor. Yeah. Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Anyway, he even came over, and I made burgers like 2 weeks ago, and he was like, it's so much better on the charcoal. There's a specialness to charcoal. And the thing about charcoal, especially as long as if you have the chimney, the charcoal chimney, it's you get up to temperature just as fast as propane.
Charcoal burgers are really good. I would say the only thing that rivals it, Blackstone Smash Burgers, though. That makes a fat kid happy in a hurry.
But
since what are you going to hold back? What were you going to say?
Finish your sentence.
Nope. I will tell you guys off camera.
Oh. I think that's, you mean that's how you know it's a good one.
It's
just the two of them. It's the peach orangeade that we're drinking and then the black cherry limeade.
Black cherry limeade sounds really good, too.
Both? Yeah, because I'm taking it on home to the wife.
Oh. Black cherry limeade sounds delicious.
When he called
delicious.
Me, he's like, spiked
that
peach.
That looks good, too.
Or black cherry. I'm just like, he didn't say limeade. I would have wanted the limeade.
I said cherry
too.
Limeade.
Do you know the proper way to light charcoal is actually to turn the bag upside down and light it from the tails? Did you know that?
If you're doing like an actual pit cook.
Yeah.
If you're doing the barbecue chicken stuff.
Burn the bag, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Never realized that.
We have an actual like barbecue chicken pit at home, and we use the cowboy, the lump charcoal, not the briquettes. It tastes way better.
When I do smokes on the charcoal, I throw cowboy lumps in with the briquettes.
Tastes just better when you have that lump charcoal, and it's not just the briquettes that are like pressed and formed.
Yeah. I had a really bad experience with the charcoal briquette at one point in time, and it kind of turned me away from using charcoal.
What we actually did the other day is we did a test on. I just don't think Dad kept it wet enough, the brisket, but it was a small brisket.
I love moist brisket.
And he wanted to do the snake. I don't know if you know about this, the kettle snake. You light one side and it just snakes around mm-hmm. the whole thing. It stays warm all day. He turned it on at 6 o'clock in the morning and it cooked.
It's a slow cooking method, so the whole briquette pile doesn't burn at once and it just makes its way around basically in a circle. If you can lay it out diagonal or cross back and forth, and it just cooks through it instead of lighting everything at once. Yep. It's a slower cook, keeps it at a lower temperature, but it gets a really good smoke ring.
Only problem was, but we had a lot of wind, so blowing through, it just kept it. No matter what we tried to do to get it to down, it wouldn't knock below 300. Yeah. So that's why I think we had to put a little more moisture on it. But we were doing stuff around the house anyway, so it wasn't, because we had a pot, like a literal pot full of water in the middle. It wasn't that there wasn't moisture in there. It was like it needed more
on top of it.
Yeah.
What do you baste yours with when you do like a brisket?
I make a concoction.
Here,
I'm not going to tell us the concoction.
There's some parts water.
Some
parts, a little bit of whatever BBQ sauce is laying around the house. And
I thought he almost said BBC.
Whatever.
That's not a sauce I want to try. I'm out.
I meant the British Broadcasting Company.
That's what you meant, huh?
Yeah, so you make Jesus. A little, and you do a little.
It looks like Jesus.
Not since I cut my hair. It's still long.
But. Oh, still gray as fuck.
I'm old.
You're still sitting, too.
Yeah, I
got my hair.
Got
a little bit of hair.
Fuck you. I got my hair cut the other day. The lady that cuts my hair looks down, she goes, I see some gray hairs. I'm like, yeah, I can't dye mine like you do.
I made
a couple grays in my beard.
In the smoker. So I have a pellet. Do you know what I'm talking about? The vertical ones. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can fit 10 turkeys in, or 10 chickens in it.
Jesus Christ, 10 bucks.
It's a big smoker.
Ribs?
No, chuck roasts.
Oh.
Mm. I will say those vertical ones are really good for it. If you want like a heavy smoke on it, put them up at the top. They won't catch any heat.
Longer for them to cook then.
You can get your smoke and then you can drop down lower for the actual cook itself. You have a lot more depth to play with there. That's one thing Traegers cannot do. They just don't.
One thing I hate about the Blackstone, they can't throw like a roast on there. and let it cook like all day. Now I can do foil packs on it if I wanted to.
So what I do with that is I will take the chuck roast, just put it in a pan, throw it like in the middle section, right?
Yep.
Give it like 30 minutes, fresh, just salt and pepper. And then I make that base that I was just talking about. After about 2.5 hours, a bed of half water, half light beer, whatever light beer I have laying around. If I don't have light beer, it's going to be red wine. Usually a port, because that's usually what I have laying around, because that's what my wife likes. Then
I'm not versed in wine. It's not super sweet.
Sweet at all.
No. It's dark.
Yeah. You better have hair on your chest to drink that stuff.
Yeah. Ports are delicious, man. But so you do that. And then even when it's in there, I still have it set for 30, 40 minutes. And I'm still just doing that and let that go for 2.5 hours, more, 3 hours. I went to go cut it, had it sit on the cutting board. I went like this to put meat in the fork in, and it just fell apart. And I was just like, oh, now it's going to be like fishing out. Let's see how many of this, how I can fish out all the pieces of this.
That sounds delicious.
That is how you make
chuck roast. You spray it every 30 to 40 minutes.
No spray.
You went over 30 and 40 minutes. Went
inject it.
Okay.
Oh, not inject.
Oh.
Do you brush yours on?
Oh yeah.
Okay. I see.
Yeah, that's my.
I thought he had like a fucking. No. I could picture him with a water bottle full of this concoction that says Shane.
I get a bowl, like nice. I think it's that hard shell on the outside.
Crispy outside, juicy inside. Oh. Dude, we just ate lunch like an hour ago, but you're making me hungry again. That sounds amazing.
I'm going to make you hungry. And then the one thing you can't do on a Blackstone, I don't know, you might be able to do it on a Traeger, but on a Blackstone is slow cook thighs.
I'm sure I could slow cook some thighs.
You probably could if you had like a rib rack or something. You could lay them on, keep them up off the grill.
I have the racking in the garage. I can.
So you keep all of your charcoal on one side. And then you let that first side get, like, turn. And once you flip to let the other side start turning brown, when that side's already flipped up, start basting your
sauce. It's really harder to do on the new Traegers. Really, you have to just basically keep them on the upper rack now. The old models of Traegers that had, like, the bronze lid and stuff, they used to make an attachment that would go on the side where your your chimney pipe was. That basically acted as a cold smoker, so you cold smoke cheeses on the Traeger because your heat is directly underneath in the barrel there. You used to be able to do that over there, and it'd keep that about 140 degrees to the point where it wouldn't melt your cheeses. You get a really heavy smoke ring. The new ones, you can't do that. It's just sit up on the rack. And
do you guys want to start something with me? You guys want to make a cookbook?
No. Because it would require me remembering what I did.
Very much the cook that just puts a whole bunch of shit together, and if it tastes good, I'm like, this is fucking awesome.
So the last...
I literally just eyeball it. Pretty much.
The last set of thighs I made, I forgot to get barbecue sauce on the way. I always have barbecue sauce in the fridge. So I was just like...
You look like a barbecue sauce guy.
I didn't have enough barbecue sauce.
What the fuck does that even mean?
He keeps that thing on him. He's cooking with barbecue sauce at night.
I did not have enough to do like a whole thing of thighs.
I hate the way you said that. I hate that it made sense to me.
He's the mascot for Sweet Baby Ray's.
And
what is your favorite barbecue sauce?
My favorite barbecue sauce?
Yeah.
I don't know if I have a favorite. They have, so there's two different Carolinas from Heinz. And then
I missed the purple ketchup from when you were a kid.
I missed the blue butter.
They have a vinegar-based barbecue sauce that is fantastic.
You didn't park in front of Nicole's garage door, did you?
No.
Okay.
They have a vinegar. They also have the Carolina Gold. So there's Carolina Gold, which is made out of mustard. And then you have Carolina Vinegar, which I love Carolina Vinegar. I love vinegar barbecue sauce. I'm not a big ketchup. So I'm very weird about it. Sweet Baby Ray's uses a lot of ketchup. So it's very specific about which ones that I use from them.
The barbecue sauce.
They have a Hawaiian one, though.
Oh, that's delicious.
I don't know that I've ever had that one. It's real sweet, though. Works real nice on certain things.
It tastes really good on pork. If you do like a pulled pork, like in the crock pot. Yeah.
So it's like a
pineapple. Pork needs sweetness because pork doesn't have a whole lot of like fat content to it. So it doesn't hold.
If you throw in a can of diced pineapple in the crock pot with.
This episode is sponsored by Dole.
But
great value.
Okay. Walmart
which is canned,
produces everything.
Canned by Dole.
Yeah. It's the yeah. same thing, it's just same, branded under...
Same factory, yeah. just a different label. Barbecue sauce you should try tonight with the chicken.
Oh, the sweet and tangy is really good.
But I do like to use the Japanese barbecue sauces. Mm-hmm. They're soy sauce based. You do go through a lot of it. If you're doing basting, anything like that, yep. you'll go through like a whole bottle.
It's very runny, so it's
easy to baste with. It is fantastic.
Is Heinz the one that a couple years ago they came out with a variety pack of different like barbecue sauces from around like the country?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay, so you are the Memphis. It was like a Memphis Belle.
They have a Memphis one, yeah.
Is that was fantastic. I get the 3-meat sampler and I put 2 sauces on a thing and I'm good to go.
Have the vinegar on the thing. You don't need the barbecue sauce. You just That's spread true. Vinegar on it. And if you went to the wrong mission, because sometimes they don't make it right, and you get dry stuff, then you'd have to use sauce. Yeah. I don't use sauce. You should never have to use sauce. Sauce goes on it while it's cooking.
That's why when I make steaks on the Blackstone and people ask for steak sauce, I kindly ask them to leave my house. Because if you make a steak right, you never need a steak sauce.
Steaks were perfect.
And I was like, I forgot one thing. And I ran in the house, grabbed the thing of cut onions, threw them on, sauteed them a little bit, and it just added that extra little...
Cooked in butter.
Yeah, cooked in... Oh.
A little bit of salt, a little pepper. You had your sirloin seasoning.
Sirloin seasoning from Texas Roadhouse.
I have two at home, too. We have cupboard. It's on either side of the oven. I got one here, and I got one here.
Forget where I put one something. That way, I like to keep them all...
That's what my chili shelf looks like.
It's also that time of the year coming up soon, too.
Dude, I love
chili. We talked about it. College football.
When is it not chili season?
What do you put in your chili? Like, as far as, like, extra things?
Well,
like
beans doesn't go in it.
Beans go in chili.
It's not chili without beans.
But it's still chili without beans.
It is.
It's mostly sloppy Joe. I don't care what anyone says.
Realistically,
he's not wrong.
That's about the most accurate.
It really fucking hurt me to say that, too.
So if someone gives you a chili dog and there's no beans on it, you're eating a sloppy Joe hot dog.
Which I'd be okay with.
I stare at a sloppy wiener. That's fair.
I'm glad we also had a hot dog.
I have a glizzy roller at the house.
I can't hit you.
Quinn loves a good glizzy.
Yeah, me too. But I do have a hot dog roller. It's so nice because for football season, dude,
oh, yeah.
You know what I do? I go out, clean off the rollers, let it dry. Go out, turn the heat on, go inside.
Holy out, what, fuck.
What?
These are 5.5%.
Yeah.
You go inside, grab whatever you're putting on, brats, whatever, throw them on there, come back, 1 o'clock, it's all ready to go.
Right, and everything's
Didn't
done.
Didn't have to do no work.
I will admit, me being mainly a Blackstone guy, there are some things that I cannot cook that I wish I could cook. The other week, I forget where I was, we had Traeger macaroni and cheese. Let me tell you, it was so good, I would have slapped my mother.
Smoked mac and cheese is a thing. Yeah.
They put like pulled pork inside of it as well. So it was like pulled pork, slow cooked macaroni and cheese. Mm-hmm.
My favorite.
With a vinegar barbecue sauce.
Favorite thing to make.
What?
Vinegar barbecue sauce is the only way to have it.
A little bit of breadcrumb on top there and let it cook for a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But do you ever take, like, burnt ends, you chop them up really fine, put it in the mac and cheese? It's better than pulled pork because you get a little bit of more crunch out of it, too.
I don't want my mac and cheese to be that crunchy, though.
It's so
You good. Actually really
do. You can't be beat. Burnt end mac and cheese is literally top-tier grilling.
No, I just like using the Blackstone because, like, I have the biggest Blackstone that they have out. So I can cook like 4 or 5 different things at once. One day I made breakfast for me, Nicole, and the baby. I had pancakes on one side, eggs in the middle, bacon and hash browns on the other side.
The nice thing about that is you can control your different temps too. Mm-hmm. So obviously your eggs are going to get done way quicker than everything else.
Yeah.
Turn your eggs up a little bit. Turn your hash browns and your bacon down a little bit. You have
like
a lot of adjustment.
Perfect egg circles. So I can just crack the egg in the circle, let it fry up, flip it, and it's like perfect for a bagel too. Pink. What?
I just learned how to time my stuff. So like I made thighs that time, then I made hot dogs because my son likes hot dogs, and that is.
Yeah, I like.
I just know the time. Hot dogs will hold the heat longest, so cook them in between, and then burgers will cook in minutes.
Yeah,
that's one of the downsides to Traegers though.
You have to watch them, or
now you get some of that wood-fired flavor to it, the smokiness to it. Yeah. Some people like, some people don't. I like it.
And that's another thing about Traegers. But correct me if I'm wrong.
It takes longer.
You or him?
Is that for me to pass it down? Another one?
I won't say no to it. They are delicious.
But correct me if I'm wrong on this, and you can tell me.
Yeah.
I'm wrong because Shane does it all the time. Is it when you open the lid to a Traeger? Don't you lose some of the heat though?
It could drop more than that.
Okay.
Probably. Like when I open the door on the smoker, like 20.
They use a direct drive auger that has a high speed temperature sensing. It will dump pellets in.
So a heater.
Or like an oven. Like it'll get back up to temp a lot quicker now.
Nicole, I need a Traeger.
Do you have a pellet stove in your house?
Not currently, but we used to.
Yeah. So I have a pellet stove for my garage. That's what heats my garage up in winter. So when you flip that open, it shuts itself off until you click it back down.
Right.
So when you click it back down, you hear
it's just dumping pellets in.
See the fire. I don't think you need to put that many pellets in. And then I'm like, oh, okay. Or we'll just have a fire this big. It's okay. Yeah.
I think that the reason I didn't get a pellet smoker when I got the Blackstone is I saw that there's so many different chips you can get.
Mm-hmm. It can be very daunting because you don't know what to cook.
You have to be really careful about what.
Exactly.
What woods you use.
Certain woods are better for certain proteins.
Actually, certain woods and certain proteins become poison, so you have to be real careful.
If it hasn't killed me yet.
I'm just saying. There are certain woods that cannot go with certain proteins.
A good rule of thumb, and one thing that Traeger is good about with that is everything Traeger has can be cooked with every type of protein. There's no health risk. If I screw this up, I can poison somebody. Like, good all-around pellet to cook with. Is
the apple
hickory?
Oh, hickory.
Good smoke, doesn't have an overbearing flavor, so it's not gonna taste woody, but you get a good hardwood cook out of that. The best one for shut up. I knew as soon as I said it, and you two looked at each other. Shut up.
You finally got up.
Anyway, the other white meat, pork. Who wants something that has a little bit of tang?
I know.
My favorite that I have had, that I've found, and that works well in my smoker is the Kingsford Competition Blend. I cannot find it anymore.
So I don't think they make it anymore.
Cowboy Lump?
No, I'm stuck with the Pit Boss one, which is really funny because I have a Pit Boss. It lights on fire. Because I have the original ones before they put the cover over top. So it's a direct, I have a direct fire box.
We can.
It won't light up.
The new ones that they have the slider on the side where it cooks up through the grates, and it's like an open flame cook, or you can slide it shut, it closes the dampers, and it's an indirect flame like the Traegers do. Everything Traeger has is indirect cooking.
Yeah.
It heats up basically the drip tray that sits across underneath the grates, and it spreads that heat out evenly.
Yeah, so, mine sits in the bottom. It's a... it's like this, and it's a open hole.
Yeah.
So when you're filling, when you're filling up your water tray, you got to make sure your water tray. You better make sure you're filling up your water tray.
That's water for people who speak English.
Quality H2O.
Water tray.
Water nose.
I just did. Just because you can't pronounce the words the way I pronounce.
He's using the water tray and he's washing all his. Worries down the drain.
In the creek.
Don't get me started on creek versus crick.
Say that word.
Orange. Orangeade.
Orangeade. Shut up.
It's orange.
I have a speech impediment. Fuck you guys. These are delicious, by the way.
Mm-hmm. A peach impediment.
A peach impediment.
It will. You have to fight that because sometimes the water will get down in there and then it'll be like, ah, son of a bitch. It's hot enough that it always lights back up, but.
So I don't know how it is with a Traeger because I've never owned a Traeger. I don't have a pellet smoker. I wish I did. Nicole, pay attention. Pellet smoker. Is it easy for you to toast buns and stuff with charcoal, or do you have to really watch it?
Toast buns?
No. Do you ever toast your buns?
We always toast our buns for hamburgers because you don't get a soggy bun that way.
Soggy buns.
Keeps it structured. No. We don't like nice, tight, firm buns.
When I do cheesesteaks on the Blackstone, I'll scrape everything off to one side, turn it to very low, reheat that heating element, and I'll just lay the buns down on that.
Pro tip.
A minute.
Instead of scraping everything off.
Stop. Don't even say it. I know, because you yell at me for it every time I do this.
Just a tiny little bit of butter.
You mean it's a tiny little bit I use for our steak?
You wouldn't quite need that much.
Just like full, just, like, 2 tablespoons.
Literally, just like a little pat of butter. Put it down. Smear your bun around on that a little bit.
I love a nice seared.
You get that bun. Much more flavor.
It helps retain all that flavor. And if you have sometimes, like, if you have, like, oils and stuff on, like, your steaks, it won't soak through.
Well, if you're making something that's, like, really juicy, like a good pulled pork,
like a good steak,
it helps absorb.
I can't make pulled pork on the Traeger or on the Blackstone.
I'm just saying in general, you could use that too toasted.
I like when my buns get soggy from the juices in my burger. I just like it.
Who invited him?
I like when they're full of flavor and like it soaks the juices in, but not to the point where it's my finger goes through it. Nah,
yeah, it's never going to go that.
Basically,
bun.
Yeah.
That's what a soggy bun is wet bread.
No, they're never that soggy, bud.
Well, that's, to me, that's soggy.
Like, that would be like, you would have to leave your burgers at like rare for that to happen. Oh. If you were anywhere in the medium rare to, I never would cook one well done, but to well done.
Oh, God, no.
We don't eat hockey pucks around here.
No. My wife does. I fucking hate it.
At most, we eat medium burgers.
The steaks I made for us today, I should have pulled them off sooner.
I didn't think they were bad. They were close to a medium.
Yeah, it was more medium for me because I like to see a little bit of red. But when I cut into it, I got disappointed when I ate it. I was like,
it's good. It was good.
It wasn't a dry steak.
No, it wasn't.
It was a very moist steak. And
the opposite of not dry, buddy.
Yes. And I only flipped them twice. I flipped it once, put some seasoning on it. Let that cook for a little bit. We had maybe 2 sips of our drink. Flipped it back, seasoned the other side, and I just threw the onions on, and I just rubbed the steak in the onions a little bit. So,
very good. About 4.5 minutes each side. Get those good sear marks.
I'll put the fucking Letterkenny thing in here.
Hatch, baby.
You know what I'm talking about?
S&P, one for me.
No salt and pepper. We use sirloin seasoning here.
What do you think sirloin seasoning is, brother?
That's not salt and pepper.
It's salt, I can guarantee you that.
Definitely cracked pepper.
Pepper in it.
There has to be something else in that seasoning.
It probably has like a granulated onion, yeah. Garlic mixture in it, something like that. It's
fine by
that. Oh, yeah.
I didn't put
it is not hard to season.
You should try A1 New York sauce.
A1 New York sauce is delicious. I haven't had it in a long time, but it is.
You take really A1 New York sauce, that's what we've been doing this year, is setting the Delmonico's in there. Oh. And then.
Now, okay.
Doing that in the morning, and then about an hour before we're cooking them, pulling them out so they get up to room temp.
Okay, so you marinate your stuff before you do it.
Only sometimes. Delmonico's, absolutely.
I didn't marinate ours today.
If you don't marinate a Delmonico, you're not cooking it correctly.
You're
doing it a disservice.
I didn't marinate ours today, and they turned out just fine.
They were good.
They were good.
Put it this way.
You did it a disservice.
Put it this way. It went down like a fat kid on the seesaw.
I'm just saying.
The nice thing about Delmonico's is
you can't fuck it up.
You can.
If they're well done.
Biggest thing is overcooking it screws it up. Yeah. But Delmonico's, the way they're cut, dude, they hold a ton of flavor.
Yeah.
Especially if you marinate and it sits in it for a long time.
The bad thing is, and this is going to be clipped, I know, somehow. But when we pulled the meat out of the bag today, the marbling on it was fantastic. We took a second and we're like, that's a good looking steak right there.
Oh, you could tell whether a steak's going to taste good or not before you cook. You could look at that and go, that's a shit cut.
Yeah.
This isn't going to be one of my favorite steaks. Or you can look at that and go, that's going to be a good piece of steak. Yeah. And the thicker they are,
now, here's the thing.
The more moisture they hold in, too.
This is going to cause a little bit of controversy.
Oh, boy.
When I got my deer a couple years ago and we still had some.
Hold up. Go ahead.
When we got the steaks back from, like, the processor and everything, I put them in, like, a pan with a little bit of soy sauce and butter. Soy sauce on venison? Really fucking good.
Yeah. So venison has a very, I don't want to say gamey taste, but.
Get it? Because it's a deer.
It has a lot of marbling. So the construction of the meat fibers and like the protein fibers and the fat.
Yeah.
Ooh. Orange rate's coming back to haunt me. They're it's more porous. So it takes in that flavor a lot better. The salt content in the soy sauce breaks down those fibers a lot quicker, which leaves you with a more tender cut, which is why venison is so so good to cook with because it literally, it doesn't matter how you cook. It's hard to screw venison up unless you overcook it.
No, and one thing is,
like, it just tastes so good.
Is my butcher, like, cubed some of my venison for
me? Yeah.
Put that with a little bit of a fried rice.
Mm.
Yeah, it's like an American stir fry, basically.
Yeah.
What do you like to cook on your Traeger?
My favorite thing to cook, and I've made them a couple times now, and it doesn't sound super extravagant, but my God, do they taste good. They're called poor man's burn ends. I don't take like a pork belly and make like burn ends out of it. I will literally cube up freaking hot dogs and make my own sauce and just sit them on the Traeger like all afternoon until they have a crisp to them. I'll put them in a foil tray.
Yeah.
Put them in there.
A little bit of water in the bottom of it.
No, I don't put any water in it. What I do is, like, I'll cook them on the Traeger for, a really low temp to smoke them for about an hour and a half, which the new Traeger's is, like, 180 degrees. So they don't even get up to, like, fully cooked temp at that point. It's just smoke. I'll cook them for that for 2 hours. I'll take them off. I'll cut them into little pieces like your burnt ends would finish. I'll throw them in the pan by themselves, just a touch of water in the bottom so they don't, like, burn and stick. Throw them back on for about another hour like that. So you're already at 3 hours of smoke. This is an all-day process. Oh. You either start this at 5 a.m. if you want to make it for lunch, or you start it at noon and you make it for, like, dinner at, like, 5:30, 6 o'clock. Do that. I make up my own barbecue sauce out of it. So ketchup, brown sugar,
Worcestershire
sauce, a little bit of soy sauce. I actually throw a little bit of Dijon mustard in there for a little bit of bite. Do that. Some apple cider vinegar to get that tang. Oh, man, it's so good.
When push comes to shove, and then make my own barbecue sauce. It's a little bit of vinegar. It's a little bit of ketchup, brown sugar, pepper seasoning, stuff like that.
Yeah, salt, and pepper, garlic.
Whatever I have. This might taste good.
Throw a little bit of onion powder or granulated onion. I want something a little more texture. I throw the granulated onion.
This is the best thing about grilling is you can try different things.
Yeah, you can try anything. Exactly. See what works, what's good.
It's not going to screw the food up.
No.
Although one time I did have a heavy pour of the vinegar. So it had a little bit of a bite to it, and I was like, but I put it in the crock pot for 8 hours, and I was like,
it cooks that bite down, considerably.
It's just a nibble then. I heard Shane from across the other room.
He is just—he's living his best life.
His fucking laugh, I swear. But one thing I keep seeing on Facebook or wherever, whatever app I'm on, is recipes for smoked dips. Then I just I want to try this so bad. And I look at the window, I'm like, I only have a Blackstone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there was one that was it used cream cheese, pepper jack cheese, and half an onion. You're like, that's not going to taste well. But it was,
great.
And it was a can of Modelo.
Yeah, the Rotello.
Yeah, Rotello.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's like
the Modelo of peppers.
Fuck you. But it was a spicy queso. You're back in 2 seconds. Fuck off. It's in the door.
I only had to be
all here. Your drinks are in the door from now on.
I only had to be here for 2 seconds to make that comment.
Walk back in. Modelo, Rotello.
But I don't fucking use it.
You don't use Rotel?
I used Rotel in my pasta salad today.
Yeah, that was really fucking good. Why is your phone purple?
You mean, this?
Yeah.
Because I always have a purple or pink phone. Because I'm not afraid to have a masculine side.
I thought you were just trying to pull out your inner Ninja Turtle.
No, if I had it, it would be orange.
Hey, real quick side note. Did you see they're making a live action The Last Ronin?
So this is a rumor, and it's not confirmed.
If it was, how excited would you be?
Very much. But they are making the video game.
Are they?
That is confirmed.
God damn it. Another game I have to fucking buy now. But...
Here's a controversial topic. Creators,
welcome.
Not for us, but how the hell did we get to $70 video games?
What do you mean get to? Do you? Oh, you guys are children, and I can tell.
No. You don't understand.
I remember when you could buy brand new PS2 games for $30. I know that quality has increased and budgets have gone up and. There are increased costs with the higher fidelity graphics and whatnot, but $70?
Dude, if I would tell you what I paid to play college football 3 days early. I'm ashamed of myself.
Did you buy the $100 version?
Sure, let's go with that.
What did you get? I didn't get it yet.
This was super Nintendo.
Yeah.
In the early 90s. Do you want to know what the cost of them were?
Was that Doom?
Yeah. $94.99.
Okay, but
Mortal Kombat 3.
Yeah, but wait. Okay. I think that $94.99 got, didn't they get you all three Dooms?
Okay, but
Mortal
the same
Kombat
time.
3, $79.99.
NHL 94 was better.
Turtle Jam and Earl, $89.99. Batman and Robin, $94.99. They were all almost all $100 a game 30 years ago. This is how I know you guys are kids.
No.
You're going to PS2 right away. Because 64 was still at 64 was as the cheapest I remember getting a 64 game was $45.
Put it this way. I remember when game consoles didn't have internal memory.
Yeah, PS2 didn't have internal memory.
No, I remember the GameCube didn't have internal memory. You had to buy the memory cards to go with it.
You did with the PS2, too.
Do you know how many times?
The Xbox had a hard drive in it.
But I'm saying they were all, like, same platform, same generation.
Yeah, same generation.
Well, yeah, you know what I meant.
But
that was fourth gen, right?
I believe it's technically generation 3.
Yeah.
The 3 or 4?
Gen 3, I believe. Because the only times I played the first mission of Grand Theft Auto San Andreas before I could afford enough money to buy a memory cube.
Here we go again.
Quinn's 18th time playing the opening mission.
Carl
just got back.
I got in trouble so many times because I would leave my game paused as I went to school. And I would just turn my TV off, come home, finish my homework, go play it right away. And it was like the power went out. And I'm like...
Do you know how many games I've beaten? Now, we had a memory card for the PlayStation when we got it, got one right away. I don't know how my parents knew that we needed to have a memory card, but for some reason they knew.
They went to Electronic Boutique and got told.
Somebody was looking out for us, and I appreciate it. That 8 meg saved my life more than once.
Oh, my God.
8 megabytes. That was the original PS2 memory card.
The bad thing is, you know what I have in the 5 right now? I have the 5, which is 500 gigabytes. I have the 2 terabyte external to go along with it.
And it's probably damn near full.
Yeah, because I have all the Call of Duty I can have on that. I have Red Dead 2 on that, and I have GTA 5 on that. Those games alone take up half of a terabyte. Not more.
Call of Duty alone.
Yeah, 356 gigabytes.
Which is stupid, by the way.
By the way, you are talking to a 2-time Heisman Trophy winner.
Oh, jeez.
Put some respect to my name, please.
It wasn't even actually his name. I think his player name, if I remember correctly from Snapchat, is Quinn Young because Jaeger isn't a listed last name.
So it's not him.
Go clean my griddle.
His player is also taller than him. And
more athletic than him.
I won't go into any of the other details about it.
Fuck both of you.
Clean shaven.
No, he's not. No,
looks
he's
athletic. That wasn't a kick on you saying you aren't athletic. What I'm saying is that is an AI-generated man.
Hey, isn't that why you play video games and you build your own character? You can look the way you want to
look? Oh, are you kidding me? If I play a wrestling game, I'm bigger than Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
When you play hockey, don't you make your guy bigger than you?
No.
99 strength, baby.
No, I do not. I make my guy 5'10", because that's what a center usually uses.
I am 5'10". The guy's 6'9", a clean 260 pounds. He's just an absolute brute force animal.
Speed is 4. Speed is
99 overall, baby. We max those stats. We have fun when we play. We aren't losing.
No, I make my hockey guy is 5'10", usually like 215. And, yeah.
I think the quarterback I made was 6'1", which isn't too far off, give or take a couple inches. I also have a couple of pounds on him. Made him 215. Nobody wants a quarterback.
You can't go up to my weight in hockey.
Holy fuck. Talk about maxed out stats.
The maxed out.
Feed me. The maxed more.
Out. I think the max you can go is 260.
That's it?
The best thing, though.
That actually surprises me.
Do you ever see how small those dudes are?
I know they're small, but it's a video game.
They're small, but they're fucking tall.
They're small. Small.
But it's a video game. Half the fun of that is being able to be a 400-pound man skating around the ice at the same speed as the 195-pound guy.
I threw an interception today, and the guy was coming down the sidelines. I pulled a Pat McAfee. I launched myself at this guy, and I hit him.
You pulled a Sean Taylor?
What? No, not the punter. The poor punter.
Poor guy. Did you suplex him?
Oh. No. Suplex City, bitch.
I pulled it.
How many times I watched that?
Who's the
great.
Guy?
Great. I love it when it pops up around.
Which one?
Bruce.
Perfect?
Yeah. Oh.
We just Vontae's
perfect.
Vontae's.
Get over here.
Mortal Kombat?
Finish him.
By the way, you know you can pre-order Mortal Kombat 11. Or Mortal Kombat 1, they call it now.
That dude was an animal. There was no
he
controlling
was walking
him.
CTE giver.
Oh, my. he was the Benoit of...
Whoa.
Yes, he was.
Of the NFL. I don't feel bad about saying that either. It's... Oh, okay. It's a fair statement.
Lit him up.
Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yeah, Juju.
And then he stood over top of him. I don't know why. That's like looking death in the eyes and saying, I'm sorry.
I saw the worst college hit. I don't know if you remember this old college hit from the 90s. The Michigan-Penn State one where they both ended their careers.
Yeah. Didn't they both end up paralyzed?
One ended up paralyzed. The other
that was
ended
a Penn
up
State
with,
player.
Like, yeah. Oh, no. The Penn State player ended up with... Stage 3 concussion, wasn't allowed to play football again.
Nice.
And the other guy ended up paralyzed arms and legs.
Yeah. Can we just talk about great hits?
It was a clean hit. It was just bad timing.
Do you remember
unfortunate is what it was.
Javion Clowney hit.
Javion Clowney
hit? Yeah, that Clowney hit against the Michigan player.
Yeah.
Where he took his fucking helmet off.
Yeah.
If you remember leading up to that, there was a miss. It was a missed penalty or something. Like, they reversed the call, and he was just pissed off. And next play, the guy came right up the middle. Guess what? That hole was filled by 6'5", 270 pounds.
Do you remember
pounds?
When Sheldon Brown made Reggie Bush wish he never caught that ball?
Yup.
Or do you remember that time when... Do you remember that time when Steve Jackson also decided to not – he was a bad idea to run into Sheldon Brown? Sheldon Brown hit him and the helmet went rolling down the field. That was a good one too. That was a bad man.
I think he broke his freaking neck.
He was a bad man for being a corner. A bad man.
Dude, there was a lot of hard-hitting safeties and corners in like the early 2000s. I mean, you can just fill the backfield with – put Champ Bailey on one side – Ty Law on the other side, Sean Taylor as a 3, and then your safeties are Ed Reed and Polamalu. Fuck, I ain't thrown against that. Brian Dawkins.
I was going to say, where's Dawkins in this? Dawkins is the one that hit harder than all of them.
Lewis in there somewhere.
He just murdered people in real life.
Ed Reed, did you ever see that interview where Ed Reed was like, if I had to pick a chance of catching a ball against you or Brian Dawkins, who you two, he just goes, myself? Have you ever seen Brian Dawkins get someone? He's coming through your body.
Yeah.
He's
going to end you.
Was it Chad Johnson tried to do a pick play on Ray Lewis one time and went, nah, I'm good.
No thanks.
It was like a brick wall. He hit him and fell over.
It was literally like he ran into a freaking Mack truck.
And then you just get the hits that like you watch him now and you still cringe. The Lawrence Taylor hit on Theismann where he broke his leg.
That was a good one.
How did we get on hard hits when we were supposed to be talking about grilling?
Because it smacks. That's funny.
90% of the time when you're grilling, aren't you getting ready to watch football?
Well, that's
or drinking. Or if you're going tailgating, don't you grill before you go to a football game?
Fair.
See, grilling and hard hits have a lot in common.
I'm excited for football season.
Remember Brian Urlacher hitting people?
Football season starts in a couple hours.
It starts. We mentioned that earlier. That it starts a day of recording. Football is back. Who is the Hall of Fame game? The Texans and the Bears.
Can at least put two decent teams in.
The Texans? They're going to win the AFC South this year.
The Bears are probably second.
That's an AFC North.
NFC North? I phrased that the wrong way. It's the first game of the season. They're decent teams. Teams that people actually give a shit about.
Sure, fair enough.
Yeah, fair.
Nah, Chicago loves the Bears.
Good for Chicago. I
mean, put it this way. Half of Texas is still on the Cowboys' dicks.
I don't think so. I think a lot of Texas, a lot of the Cowboys, a lot of the Post people in Austin are trying to make their trip to Houston. Yeah.
I don't want to watch Dak throw interceptions. The bad thing, like, J.J. Watt's not
I'm
even
tired
part
of this, Grandpa.
That's too damn bad. J.J. Watt's not even part of the Texans anymore. And that's back when I would watch them.
We haven't been to a Super Bowl since the 90s.
Not Cowboys?
They have my ex-linebacker coaching them. DeMeco.
Oh. Yeah. Forgot
about that. Yeah, a lot of people forget that he was an Eagle.
Should we do our NFL predictions right now since we're all here?
No. Sure, go ahead.
Let's start at the top. Actually, the AFC East would be the top.
I would think that AFC East is probably the weakest division in the AFC.
The Bills.
It's a fair statement.
I would like to go with the Bills, but Josh Allen has no receiving core now. I'm going to go with Miami.
Not a bad pick.
$412 million or whatever the fuck they gave him. $214, sorry, dyslexia.
Same.
$167 million guaranteed. Over the past 2 years, he's been in the top five of every NFL category for a quarterback, minus interceptions.
Oh, there's no question he's a hell of a quarterback.
I'm not denying.
There's no and question he has receiving. On
that. I'll go up with the Dolphins. Fuck the Bills.
No, I'm not saying fuck the Bills. I think Josh Allen is a very good quarterback. He likes to push the ball downfield.
He does.
And I don't know if he has the receivers to do that.
Allen does not have the...
Look, so I go back to...
Like, he's not a tempo guy. He doesn't go up or down. So he is just up. He is balls to the wall.
Here's this thing. So we were having this conversation at work yesterday about the early 2000s quarterbacks.
Right.
No one really threw for 4,000 yards. That wasn't a thing. It was like 3,500. You were having
got you the MVP.
You were having a really good year at quarterback at 3,500, right? So like, Donovan would get his yards by throwing short, and getting a lot of run after plays. But they had the X's and O's to make it work, man. Screen plays, slants, small posts, works out for freaking great.
Oh, Andy Reid had that down pat.
Yeah, he still does now. Still does it to this day. Still
great in KC.
Yeah.
But now he has a quarterback that can also throw the ball 75 yards.
Right, you have options. He
can throw the ball 75 yards in the air. It's there. You can go watch the old quarterback club things. Yeah. He could throw the ball. I know people hate him. The man could throw a fucking football.
How many NFC championships has he won?
One.
Okay. What happened to that year he won?
He threw up because he partied the night before. Everyone knows the story, man. It's out there.
I hate the Eagles.
That's fine.
Let me ask you this question.
Everyone else hates him too, but
what would you have done if you were in Donovan's position and you just won that? You'd go party too. Don't tell me you wouldn't. And you'd be standing there right next to him throwing up on the sidelines on game.
You don't have T.O. self-control, bud.
No.
You didn't go into a hyperbolic trailer so you can come back early. He came back 3 months early. He shouldn't have been able to play in that game at all.
That was from a broken leg.
That man would sleep in it. For hours after they told him he was altitude, and he's like, I'm coming back to play.
Then he did.
Nothing against T.O. I just don't like the Eagles.
I don't like T.O. But I can't not respect the man. The man was good at his craft.
Yeah.
Had shitty hands. Had
horrible attitude.
He spent hours. People don't realize this about him. He would spend 5 to 7 hours extra a week just on balls. Like, just... on like the ball drills, having someone putting a ball on the thing and catching
cut
it. Because his hands were bricks. You've seen it so many times. Oh. I don't do this, coach. I catch like these.
You do this one alligator chomp on the ball. All right. AFC East.
It's Dolphins or Bills, one of the two.
AFC North. I'm giving it to my boys in the black and gold.
You gave it to them last year. How'd that work out for you?
We made playoffs.
AFC North we didn't is have just a losing such a seasons. Shit division.
No, it's not a shit division. It's a fucking hard division.
No, the mediocrity in the division makes it a hard division.
It's hard for everybody, which makes it an equally shit division for every team in the division.
Joe Burrow, if Joe Burrow stays healthy this year, it's Joe Burrow's.
Yeah. You seen the haircut?
It doesn't matter. If Joe,
he's here to finish his story.
If Joe Burrow stays healthy, it's Joe Burrow's division.
Lamar Jackson, I think, is going to have a very...
I don't think so, but I still think it's Joe Burrow's division as long as he's healthy.
Lamar Jackson is literally the talk of offseason this year. I think he's going to do okay.
I think he's a good quarterback. He has a bitch personality.
I'm saying that as a guy that has a running back that throws the ball occasionally.
I don't like Lamar Jackson.
Anyway, that's fine.
AFC South.
Texans.
Yeah, Houston takes that pretty soundly.
As long as he stays healthy.
Yeah.
I can see a weird scenario where the Colts.
Yeah, I was going to say the Colts. Is it still, who's their quarterback?
Richardson. He got hurt real early last year, so he's coming back. He's had a whole year off almost.
His gun's blazing. He's got a chip on his shoulder.
Say the AFC West.
Broncos.
Broncos country.
Let's ride.
Fuck both of you.
Big Daddy Russ.
He's my problem now.
Let's ride.
Who is their quarterback?
I don't remember.
Oh, didn't they trade for...
They're that irrelevant. I don't care.
Did they trade Pickett? Russ for Pickett?
Pickett is ours.
Pickett's...
He's our backup.
Right. Yeah. You enjoy that one, buddy.
We have a guy that has small hands now.
You don't even have a good center anymore.
I guarantee you, you'll be surprised.
I want to get him going on that. NFC East. Giants.
You just don't want to pick the Eagles?
No.
I can't believe you would pick a giant pile of shit over the Eagles.
But they were synonyms.
You do know. They're the only team that looks like a football team in the NFC East right now. So it's definitely the Eagles.
It is. Yeah, fuck. They'll consistently win the division, but...
No, they won't, because the division's never been consistently won since they did it in the early 2000s.
True.
But NFC South.
Did you see that Tristan Wirfs signing today? That was a lot of money for a guard, by the way.
I did not see that.
$143 million extension for a guard.
How long?
4 years, yeah.
Money. Jeez, that's it a came pile through of my money.
Feed. I didn't see the details.
It's a pile of money for a guard.
That is all.
He is a good guard.
I'm going to go with the Falcons winning the South.
They are a hot mess.
They're either
far left,
but
Kirk.
I think it's going to be Tampa Bay again.
That's a fair bet.
Who's Tampa Bay's quarterback? Is it Baker?
Baker.
It's always been Baker show.
Baker shows up. Baker has that under control. And no one can stop 13 Mike Evans.
Oh, Evans is incredible.
You couldn't think of who it was?
I knew his number right off the top of my head. I just wasn't going there. Yeah. I wanted to say Michael Thomas, but he was a saint.
Whatever happened to him?
He fell off the face of the earth. Drew Brees retired.
Facts.
Yeah.
Same thing that happened to Demaryius Thomas when Peyton Manning retired. Face of the earth.
And Reggie Wayne.
He left Reggie Wayne way before Reggie Wayne decided to retire. Reggie Wayne still had a couple good years in him. Not like Demaryius literally was like a 1,000-yard receiver, and then he was like, I can't catch 600 yards, coach.
What the fuck?
I must have me 10 or 12 drop passes tonight.
I was trying to get that Nelson Aguilar award.
Holy fuck.
I hate how accurate that is.
Fuck.
We were catching babies out the window, unlike Aguilar.
Oh, that reminds me.
Gotta catch them all.
I'm going to show you a picture.
Did you see that AI, that someone made that AI remix with? Did you see someone made that AI remix with that with their coach?
Yeah.
Where it was like, he's got almost 10,000 yards in his career, and he's going to have 13 children. It means he has a child for every 800 yards. We got this offseason, we're going to practice on his pull-out game.
was like, every time this man runs up and down the field 8 times, we got a new baby mama.
I think I was like, I'm not here for AI, but that is the best AI statement I've ever heard in my entire life.
Speaking of AI, have you seen that Seth Drums guy or whatever? Did you see the AI song that they made up about Dr. Pepper?
No.
I know who you're talking about. I've seen it, and as soon as he said Dr. Pepper, because I hate Dr. Pepper, I turned it off.
Oh, I love Dr. Pepper.
You know why he doesn't like Dr. Pepper? Flavor.
I don't know what I'm tasting. I want to know the one flavor I'm tasting.
Anyway.
Cherry vanilla Coke? I know I'm getting 3
flavors. Are we going NFC West now?
NFC North.
Did we do the West? We didn't even touch the West.
We didn't do the North.
Oh, we're going East South this time?
East South Northwest.
Sure.
That's how my compass goes.
We did it North South West last time. All right. Anyway. It's like a road trip. We're going North. Yeah. So it's the Lions.
Yeah.
Sneaky pick for last year and my sneaky pick for this year.
That's a fair argument.
Yeah.
Still my pick to win the
Bears
NFC
don't have
this
a quarterback.
Year. I think they finally go to a Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, they got screwed last year. Bad thing is, that's my pick to win the NFC West.
That's the only pick you can have to win.
You don't have many other picks.
Seattle has a brand new coach.
But you don't have any other picks that make sense.
Kyler
Murray. He doesn't even deserve.
Hey, screw you, Cal.
Fuck you, Cal.
He doesn't even deserve that R. He doesn't even deserve the R at the end of that name.
Wow, that's a hard R.
No. Oh, God. Doesn't even deserve that R.
Beep.
I edit this. We're fine.
Who is your editor now?
Wow. Who's the other team in the West?
I used to know.
Why am I blanking on it?
Oh, it's the Rams. Yeah,
I was
going to
say it's Los Angeles.
There's two California teams.
Two California teams.
San Francisco? And Los Angeles.
Three California teams.
Not in the West.
Not in the NFC West.
That's what I meant.
Still three California teams.
Three or four? That's three.
There's three because the Vegas moved. They moved. Yeah. Just like the Athletics are moving to Las Vegas.
Nobody fucking cares. Here's to put it this way. The Athletics aren't even the worst team in baseball. The White Sox have that title.
Always had that title.
That's true. Remember when they had Ozzie Guillen as their manager?
Yeah.
Every time there was a White Sox highlight on ESPN growing up in the early 2000s, it was him getting tossed out or him starting a fight.
He got tossed out of a lot of games.
See ya, brother.
NFL MVP pick.
I don't know.
If Houston does CMC. Good, it might be... Wow, you're giving them McCaffrey?
He got robbed last year because they gave it to a guy that had the same stats. As I don't remember, I looked it up the other day.
Lamar Jackson was MVP.
Lamar Jackson had the same stats as a guy that wasn't even considered for MVP 5 years ago. It was like Tyrod or something like that. The same
Tyrod Taylor.
It was like the same exact stats.
Yeah,
it wasn't even in the top five talk.
Tyrod?
That's a part on a car. Tyrod Taylor, baby.
That's his name. T-Y-R-O-D. Tyrod.
Tyrod.
Tell me I'm wrong. Is it not T-Y-R-O-D?
It is, but that's
That's Tyrod, brother. Yeah. Y'all just can't pronounce it. It's okay.
He even... Was that on Hard Knocks he said that?
What?
That he said the correct way to pronounce his name?
I don't know.
I was going to say, if Houston does really well this year, he's going to go to C.J. Stroud.
There's a possibility. That's a very good pick. That's a safe...
Comeback player of the year is Burrow.
What happened to Burrow last year? Did he do that?
And they still almost made it with that backup quarterback.
Who was their backup quarterback?
The kid that everyone was saying was going to replace Burrow. They were going to trade Burrow in the offseason.
No shot.
They're like, he's the best thing. And I'm like, they have Joe Burrow.
You are absolutely high if you think they'd trade away Joe Burrow.
Did you know? There was a big talk about it.
Well, there was talk. That's all it was.
Hey, side note. Team USA beat Belgium.
In basketball?
Women's basketball.
Woohoo.
Imagine the shock.
I don't want to bring up the Olympics. One, I don't like them. But two, I really don't want to support them after what happened.
Oh, the opening ceremony?
No. Did you hear about the boxing match?
Oh, yeah. We talked about that earlier.
Where she retired instantaneously.
Yeah. Who? I'm looking it up right now to see who the Bengals backup quarterback actually is.
No.
If you don't know the name, it's not that important.
What? Listen to these fucking names. Jake Browning. Sounds like a shotgun company. Because it is.
That's who it was.
Joe Burrow. Rock Lombardi. Logan Woodside.
Well, he's just riding the coattails of the Lombardi name.
I don't even... Why do they have 8 running backs on their team? I don't even know who their starting running back is. Chris Evans? That's Captain America. That's the thing, though. If you can shut down Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, he has nobody else.
He made tight ends look like they were all-stars. You can just stop. Like I get you hate him because he's a Bengal. I understand divisional hate, but the man's a mean man.
Do you know who I realize the Steelers' backup quarterback is? Justin fucking Fields.
Yeah, I know. You guys got the A-team out there.
And Kyle Allen and John Rhys Plumlee. What?
Yeah.
We don't even have a fucking running back this year. Najee's probably not going to play.
Yeah, they wanted him to... So he threw... He had 9 games last year.
Yeah.
Browning. He had a whopping 1,936 yards, 12 touchdowns, and 7 interceptions. And they're like, he can replace him. I'm like, no, he can't.
Breaking news.
Tell me that he
can't. Breaking news as of 2 hours ago. Gordon Hayward retired from the NBA.
I thought he retired 4 years ago.
After he broke his leg?
Isn't that when he got traded?
Yeah. No, he got traded, then he broke his leg.
No, I meant 4 years ago he got traded. I thought he retired when he got traded.
All right. So we talked everything today from grilling and why propane is better than charcoal.
Charcoal is clearly the superior.
Yeah, I have propane and propane accessories. What do you have?
Charcoal and charcoal accessories.
Like what?
Charcoal.
Name a fucking charcoal accessory.
I just told you my charcoal chimney is the ultimate charcoal accessory.
Mr. Traeger, do you have anything to add to this group?
I am very much a person that will...
They have whole clubs of kettle clubs for kettle cooking. They ain't got that for propane, brother. That's the basic man cooking.
The biggest thing of propane is convenience. Propane heats up quick, it cooks quick, and you're done quick.
And it's still a good taste.
It's not bad. It's very much edible.
Yes.
This is coming from somebody who uses a propane grill to eat. Like, we have a Weber at home, too, and we love it. We use the shit out of it. I prefer the taste of either lump charcoal rather than a briquette.
Yeah.
I think you get less chemical taste out of it.
I get any chemical taste because I use the chimney and I start.
That helps.
I only use Kingsford Original and I use, I don't know if you've ever seen them. They are, they're rolls. They're fire starter rolls.
Yep.
You'd use for, that's how I start mine.
Fair enough.
So I don't, or if I don't have that, I use newspaper. I don't use, there is zero chemicals anytime I start a fire.
I will tell you the only bad thing I almost did today with the fucking Blackstone is I turned then all 4 heat center knobs on. I forgot to ignite it right away. Mm-hmm. So after I eventually hit the igniter, you heard the whoosh. I was like,
If you're brain dead and when you use propane, it can be a hazard to people around you.
Yeah, so here's the other thing. Don't forget, I also have a Blackstone on top of having a pellet smoker.
Each one has their own use.
Yeah, but the one I use the most is the charcoal.
We literally have them all.
Because my Blackstone is the 17. I use it for travel.
Convenient. A little tabletop griddle.
Tabletop. So I just...
2 burner?
Yep.
The 17's a 1.
17.
The new 17's are 2. They have 2 burners.
Yeah, the new 17's are, yeah, but I have the original.
Oh, where are you over here?
Yeah, the...
What do you do?
Woodpecker.
So I throw 2 saw horses in the back of the car. I can take it down when I go tailgating before Eagles game or whatever. And then, or like when the kids are my kids' birthday parties, I can throw it again on the picnic table or onto sawhorses, throw it out there,
hook
up to a propane, and I can cook because there's some people that come over that only can eat a mushroom burger or.
You guys are both here.
You kick them out, right, when they suggest that?
Can't.
He needs them in the spine first and then kicks them out. You guys were both here for my birthday this year. Who was on the grill for my birthday?
I didn't eat for your birthday this year because I came over after that tournament, remember? I was here later.
You still ate.
I didn't eat.
Yes, you did.
He did not.
Yes, you did, because you and Kayla sat.
He came late.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, we did. Very I wasn't late. Here till after 6 o'clock. You guys were literally eating and cooking all day because I had the softball tournament.
I could have swore you ate.
Here. He was I came
not,
and ate.
He was not here.
I was not here for dinner. I didn't eat anything. The only thing I had was, I think Nicole made me a s'more or something later.
No, that was last year. This year.
That was this year, bud. You were not with us even when you were cooking.
There's a lot of people here.
It had nothing to
there
do with that.
There's a lot of alcohol probably drank, too.
No, that was a sober party.
You're so full of crap.
And on that, everybody, thank you for tuning in. Gentlemen, thank you for partaking in the grilling episode with me.
Always a pleasure.
Shane, thank you for bringing us these fucking addicting drinks.
Yeah. Oh, they're so good.
That's a problem, though.
I'm going to have to go get some of them on the way home now. Those are so good, dude.
Sorry, bud.
All right.
I'm not
Anything
even sorry.
Go to the order. Favorite thing to cook, ready to go.
Oh, my burnt ends. Easily.
Burnt ends are good stuff. I think that chicken thighs should be their whole own category of food, so I'm going to go with chicken thighs.
I'm taking steaks on the Blackstone. Butter, seasoning, onions.
Made a hell of a lunch.
Chicken thighs are so
some left over.
True.
All right, everybody. See you.